as well. Linda Siegel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned. And I'd like to welcome Bridget Lindquist. She is the Executive Director of the Española Valley Humane Society. Welcome.
Mary Charlotte, it's so good to visit with you. You're the best way to start my day.
So I just wanted to give you a couple of minutes to let people know what's going on. The animal shelter over there in Española is essentially out of gas.
You know what happened is the heat for the entire city is not available. And I'm not certain why that's the case or what PNM is doing to correct it. I only know that yesterday at about 10 in the morning, we lost our gas heat supply to the shelter, which, as you might imagine, is kind of critical, especially in weather like this. What happened after the heat went out for the entire city is because we simply managed the facility on behalf of the city of Española, city officials came in and turned off our water as a preventative measure. They didn't want the pipes to burst within the shelter as it got colder and colder. By 11 o'clock, the water in the bowls for the dogs had frozen over. So we kind of quickly reached crisis by about noon. And at that point, Nina Chiatasso circulated an email to the broader community simply indicating we were without heat and asking for help to temporarily foster all the animals in our care. Meanwhile, I happened to be in Santa Fe that morning, so she called me, and there was a race to Home Depot. It felt like the Wild West, you know, when they go out to put steak right in the ground. I rushed down to Home Depot, and I swear to heavens, I was battling people trying to get the last propane patio heaters because all the electric space heaters were purchased. Everything in Española had been gone for a few days. And I trucked seven of those up along with 20-gallon propane tanks to the shelter, and we began the process of constructing those. We had those in place by about 3, 4 o'clock. But in the intervening time, in response to Nina's email, it felt like hundreds of people reached out. We had dozens upon dozens of people coming every half hour to the shelter, just showing up to say, okay, what cat can I take? What dog can I take? Here's some water. Here are blankets. It was one of those really inspiring moments as a director. You forget that there's this larger community willing to come whenever you cry for help.
That is so great. Now, is there anything that the larger community can do for you right now?
Well, I'm glad to say that after we had heat restored to a reasonable temperature within the shelter, the city came back and turned on our water at 5 o'clock. We then heard that the elderly might be evacuated from some of the local homes, and we expected that they wouldn't want to leave without their animals being cared for. So we quickly we spent the next few hours cleaning the kennels and the cages. The shelter's now as clean as it could possibly be, and we're expecting to receive maybe some emergency-owned animals at the shelter over the next few days. We also know that animal control will continue to bring in animals that they find roaming about. So we could always use additional temporary foster homes for those animals. If you're interested in helping in that capacity, just call the shelter at 753-8662. Give them your name and phone number and what species you'd be willing to temporarily house. And we'll reach out to you as we need that.
Do you need any animal food or just financial donations?
You know, I hate to say it, but financial donations would be a godsend. Home Depot had no reason to give us a discount on those heaters, and between that and the tanks, it amounted to about $1,400 that we don't really have. So I just put it on a credit card. And if you can,
that's the American way.
Yeah, I know. It's horrible. I felt like, yeah. So if you could donate, no matter how modest the sum, I promise it'll go to that outlay, and it would very much help. I think a Los Alamos business will be bringing down full propane tanks this morning. So we don't need any more gas. We're good on water. We're actually able to begin laundering soil, blankets, and towels. So we're good on that front, too. I just think any moral support, you know, we have a Facebook presence. Feel free to post on that. But really, the best has already happened. I mean, I cannot believe that in a span of three and a half hours, all 120, 130 of our animals were safely in warm homes. That is just a miracle.
Bridget Lindquist is the director of the Espanola Valley Humane Society, and they're on the web at evalleyshelter.org. And what's the phone number up there?
Area code 505-753-8662. Thank you, guys. Thank you for your help and support, Mary Charlotte.
Bridget, thank you for being with us on the Radio Cafe. We're going to take another just quick break. We'll be right back with Rob DeWalt.